This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttarakhand today. He will flag off a trek and bike rally and address the gathering at a public function in Harsil. Mr. Modi will also perform puja and darshan at the winter seat of Ma Ganga in Mukwa. The Uttarakhand government has initiated a winter tourism program this year. Thousands of devotees have already visited the winter seats of Gangotri, Yamunotri, Kedarnath and Badrinath. The program is aimed to promote religious tourism and boost the local economy, homestays, tourism businesses, among others. External Affairs Minister S. Jayashankar has said that the U.S. administration under President Donald Trump is moving towards multipolarity, which suits India's interests. Dr. Jayashankar said that the United States foreign policy shift under President Trump was expected and it suits India in many ways. External Affairs Minister was addressing a session titled India's Rise and Role in the World at the Chatham House think tank in London yesterday. Dr. Jayashankar is on a six-day visit to the UK and Ireland. Responding to a question on resolving issues in Kashmir, Dr. Jayashankar said removing Article 370 was step number one, restoring growth and economic activity and social justice in Kashmir was step number two, and holding elections with a very high turnout was step number three. He said, India is waiting for the return of the stolen part of Kashmir, which is under illegal Pakistani occupation. When that is done, Kashmir issue will be solved, he said. On China, Dr. Jayashankar noted some positive movement since October 2024, including the opening of the Mount Kailash pilgrimage route in Tibet. Union Minister for Labour and Employment, Dr. Mansukh Mandavia, has said India's social security coverage has doubled from 24.4% to 48.8%. Addressing the post-budget webinar on the theme Investing in People, the minister emphasized that a nation's greatest asset is its people. He added that 10 new Employee State Insurance Corporation ESIC medical colleges have been approved, with plans for 10 more in the pipeline. The minister outlined the government's mission to skill and empower India's youth, ensuring that Indian talent makes a global impact. The government has given approval for the development of Sonprayag to Kedarnath ropeway with a length of 12.9 kilometers. Briefing media in New Delhi, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the total cost of the project will be over 4,000 crore rupees. Mr. Vaishnav also informed that 12.4 kilometers of the Hemkund Sahib ropeway that is to be developed at a cost of 2,730 crore rupees. US has paused intelligence sharing with Ukraine alongside a military aid freeze, part of a pressure campaign to force its government to cooperate with the White House's plans to end the country's war with Russia. The CIA Director John Ratcliffe and the National Security Advisor Michael Waltz both confirmed the pause in intelligence support but suggested it could be short-lived if Ukraine quickly came back to the negotiating table. In the ICC Champions Trophy 2025, New Zealand set up the summit clash with India after beating South Africa by 50 runs in the second semi-final at the Gaddafi Stadium in Lahore last night, chasing the highest ever target of 363 runs in the tournament's history set by New Zealand. South Africa managed to score 312 for 9 in the stipulated 50 overs. For South Africa, David Miller remained unbeaten with 100 runs, followed by Rassie van der Dusen, 69 runs, and skipper Themba Bavuma, 56 runs. On Tuesday, India stormed into the final of the tournament, beating Australia by 4 wickets in the first semi-final in Dubai. Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Dr. Mansukh Mandavia has announced that the Khelo India Paragames 2025 will be held in New Delhi from the 20th to the 27th of this month. This will be the second edition of the Khelo India Paragames. In Indian Super League football, Odisha FC defeated Jamshedpur FC 3-2 at the JRD Tata Sports Complex yesterday. With this win, Odisha FC have climbed to the sixth spot with 33 points, but their league campaign has wrapped up. For their playoffs chances, Odisha will now rely on Mumbai City FC. Today, Hyderabad FC will clash against Punjab FC at 7:30 p.m. in Gachibowli Stadium, Hyderabad. And that is the end of this news bulletin.